Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How about that LSU?
Yeah. How about it?
Hey, you know
no,
what?
Good game. Then they did a good job.
Yeah, they did. You know what, though? Here's the thing. It's no fun. You know what? It's no fun if your team wins all the time,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. It is a lot more fun.
Get boring?
No, it does not. One of my daughters was talking about how she thought last year's game was boring. I'm like, no, I loved seeing our Tigers tear up Alabama. And it happens. And it was amazing in the first quarter what was going on there until LSU made some adjustments and got things back under control. And, you know, it was just a great performance. And, you know, it's one of those games where, quite honestly, if Clemson had been able to get a couple of stops on them and we'd had a couple of series that had gone, actually scored, that'd have been the difference right there, you know, and it wasn't a close game toward the end, but it was a close game for most of the game until they opened it up in the fourth quarter there.
Snapped defending national champion Clemson's 29-game winning streak.
First loss in two seasons.
Wow. Gave LSU its fourth perfect season and national championship. So a lot of record-breaking, record-setting going on. Just really interesting last night.
And also the team that had the Heisman Trophy winner won the national championship, which doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
And so, Burrow did an outstanding job. He's an amazing quarterback. And, he was a difference. He was a difference right there because he was able to complete the passes that Trevor sadly wasn't able to. So, congratulations to those other Tigers at that other Death Valley.
Well, an atrocity at the LSU Clemson game.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not referring to the score.
No.
An absolute atrocity. Internet, social media exploded. Vince Vaughn is trending last night. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
On Twitter. I'm like, Vince Vaughn's trending on Twitter. Why is he trending on Twitter? You know how they put the trends on the side?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This shows you the insanity of the country we live in at this time. Okay. So I love to watch those trends on Twitter. I'm forever logged in watching that. What's trending? I'll click to see what's going on. Why is it? Vince, by the way. Okay. I'm looking at it right now. Okay. Looking at the Twitter trends. And Twitter trends is just what the most people are talking about. Okay. You would think after a blowout game last night with all the records we just talked about and just all the cool angles, you would think that the biggest trending thing would be like LSU, right?
You would think.
No. It's Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. And he's not on either one of the teams. He's not a coach. He's not even in football.
No.
He's an actor.
He's an actor. But you're like, what the heck does that have to do? He was caught briefly on video shaking hands with and meeting with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He is the number one trending thing right now on Twitter. And you think, okay, well then what happened? Okay, so he shook hands with Trump. Who cares? What happened after that? No, that's all that happened.
Yeah.
He's currently the social media left-wing social justice warriors most favorite candidate for cancellation. They're trying to cancel him. He was just not supposed to touch Trump. And see, so he was seen with Trump. They act like he was seen with the white supremacist leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Like they were sitting there, you know what I mean? And they were just sitting there, feet up on the chairs, eating popcorn, and somebody recognized him. No, it's the president of the United States.
Well, I got news for all the trolls out there. There were about 100,000 other folks who were there. They may not have shook hands with the president, but they were there with the first lady and the president. And the vast majority of them were cheering the president. Chants of USA, USA, four more years, all that was going on. So I guess you're going to have to cancel all those folks, too.
Yeah, they just didn't know their names or they would destroy
exactly,
them as well.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the trends right now on Twitter. Okay, number one trending thing, Vince Vaughn. Okay, and it's trending with national champions, blah, blah, blah. Vince Vaughn is the number one trending thing. Number two trending thing, refund, hashtag refund Warren. And if you don't know anything about Twitter, hashtags trend. So people will use hashtags, and a hashtag for a particular subject will become popular, and you can tell what people are talking about the most, right? So the first one's Vince Vaughn. Number two, hashtag refund war. And number three, hashtag Dave Grohl. Number four, hashtag LSU Tigers. So you would think that Vince Vaughn had been on the field.
Yeah.
You would think he was the quarterback. If you didn't know anything about sports, right? You just see Vince Vaughn and, how is an actor shaking hands with the president a bigger story than LSU's blowout?
Well, it is not. And as you point out, this shows you the lunacy of where we are in politics in this country right now. The absolute lunacy. And it also shows you the vitriolic hatred that the left has for the right and for the president. And, you know, it is just completely disproportionate to anything else that is going on. And, it also shows you the shallowness of social media.
They want him canceled. They want Vince Vaughn canceled. They want no more movies. They want boycotts of his movies. They want boycotts of studios he works with, directors he works with, other actors he works with. So this is where this would be like if Ellen touched Bush and then Ellen touched you. Remember in school there was cooties?
Oh, yeah.
It's like if Ellen touches Bush and then she touches you, then you're destroyed too. That's what they're trying to do to Vince Vaughn. They're out there vowing to destroy anybody he ever works with again. Because he shook hands with the duly elected president of the United States of America. I mean, I can't, the insanity, the absolute insanity. And it starts off with this online activist, I don't know who he is, Timothy Burke on the left, and he tweets, "I'm very sorry to have to share this video of you, all of it, every part of it," right? It's just Vince Vaughn shaking hands with the president. I don't know why we let them do this. I don't know why we do.
And you know, despite this being the trend on social media, this is not the country. And don't let folks let you think that.
I mean, to give you some idea, Vince Vaughn, okay, I'm just watching the trends because the trends are changing as I'm sitting here watching it. Vince Vaughn is now trending ahead of, get this, Dabo.
It's Dabo.
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 I'm not a sports fan, and I'm not going to pretend to be Dabo.
Sweeney.
I know. Okay.
It's, you know, he's a national championship college football coach, okay?
I actually have the pronunciation right here, and I still pronounce it wrong because I just can't get it in my head. But whatever.
Tara, say it with me. Dab-o.
Oh, okay. Dabo.
Dabo. Dabo.
Well, nobody
Sweeney.
Cares because Vince Vaughn is trending ahead of him and ahead of the LSU. I mean, what the heck? Anyway, I shake my head. If they have the power to do this, what will they do in future years?
Yeah.
You got to wonder what the heck they'll do.
Well, this is, it's just nuts. And, you know, thankfully, this is not something that is has any legal ramifications, but it is a cultural and social issue that these trolls are allowed to make it look like they have this much influence. And they really don't. They really don't.
Texter writes, "Obama shook hands with Trump at the inauguration."
Yeah, exactly.
Let's cancel him.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to cancel him.
Right.
Let's just cancel him. I mean, if we're going to cancel everybody who shakes hands with Trump, let's start with Obama.
Yeah.
So.
And Michelle.
Yeah, and Michelle shook hands too. So she's got to go too.
Yeah.
We all got to go. They act like Trump's some crazy, like obscure, again, like white supremacist leader or something like that, that you were caught sitting with at the game.
It's not like he accidentally shot down a commercial airliner.
Like the Democrats' beloved heroes, the Iranian regime?
Apparently.
Oh, speaking of which, you got to hear the next segment. The Iranian activist, man. Trump is becoming more and more popular in Iran by the day. He may be more popular there than he is in places like, say, California.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, sadly, yes.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texter writes, Tara girl, smile. Tell us about the fun you had laying out of work to celebrate Rush Limbaugh's birthday. You know, it should be a national holiday. You know what? I'm leading the charge by celebrating it along with Rush. Now, I was I got to tell you, okay, if you're getting your kids ready, I'm going to focus on elementary children who are the most damaged. So I'm going to do this. I'll do it end of hour, 6 o'clock hour, beginning of hour, 7 o'clock hour, because it's when the kids are in the car. Yesterday, what I actually was doing, in addition to celebrating Rush Limbaugh's birthday, was I was the chaperone on my child's field trip, Greenville County Schools. And I owed him one because I had to cancel last year and he was upset at his mom for canceling. I said, the first field trip comes up, I'm gonna do it. I'll be there. I'm so sorry. And so I did. Took the day off, did the field trip mom thing, and I didn't even know where we were going. And so I heard something about oceans and we were going to the Peace Center. I was like, oh, cool. I love that kind of stuff. So we get there at the Peace Center, and you'll be pleased to learn. This is why you need to tune your kids in. I'll do it at 7. I'll do it at 7 o'clock. Tune your kids in at 7. I'm going to fix the damage. Well, you were at work yesterday working hard to pay your taxes to the federal government, state government, local government. The Greenville County school system was busy brainwashing your children with absolute filthy rubbish. I was sitting there. My jaw dropped. I could not believe what happened. And I'm gonna try to fix your kids for you at 7 o'clock as a public service. I get there and I should have known better. Program on oceans. That'll be highly educational. Educational on what, you ask? Well, climate change, of course. Yeah, it was nothing but a big climate change seminar. And so I need your children's minds at 7, because they had kids from all over the Greenville County school system. And I'm going to deconstruct what they heard, because it was terrible what this activist did yesterday. It's part of the Nat Geo Live series where they bring in National Geographic photographers. I thought, oh, how cool. Because for years I got National Geographic until they went bonkers on climate change. I had to cancel my subscription. So I used to have like a bookcase full of National Geographics. I love that stuff. Or I did. Until they turned it into one big political lie. I could not believe what I saw. I damn near lost my mind. So while you were at work yesterday working hard, the school system was busy indoctrinating your children. If your children are going to the Peace Center, you might want to prepare them. If they are, if they went yesterday, they're going in waves. And it's mostly up to fifth graders. I think there was one high school class there. Absolute total lie rubbish about climate change. And I'm going to tear it apart. I mean, I don't mean to sound angry, but to tell children what this guy told children yesterday, he was talking about harp seals. You know those beautiful fuzzy little white seals? You've probably seen them. They're fuzzy and white and cute, right? Well, they are, they're born on the ice. They need the ice to be thick, right? This is in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. They need the ice to be thick. And if the ice isn't thick, well, then they'll just sink and drown, right? So he shows this picture, this beautiful little harp seal that he took. He said, oh, yeah. And the kids go, oh. I mean, you can hear it across the auditorium. Then you got to be a sick mind to do this. Then he flashes to a picture of a baby drowned harp seal as dead. And the poor mom is trained. She's trying to nose it up. God bless her. She's trying to nose it up. And then he says that the reason the harp seal is dead is because of climate change and that these poor little animals are under attack. And the kids gasp. He showed my kid a dead harp seal. I mean, it was terrible. It was heartbreaking. He said it was because of climate change. He said, and the guy was Brian Scary. He was a little scary. And so he's showing the kids this. And so the baby seals are under threat because the ice is melting. That true? No. Number one, harp seal population, highest it's been since the 80s. Number two, are they threatened? No. Are they endangered? No. They are at the absolute lowest population rating. Least threatened rating. So, kitties, harp seals aren't going anywhere. Harp seals are fine. They're doing great. But what about the ice in the St. Lawrence? Well, Brian Skerry, when he went there to the Gulf of St. Lawrence to photograph it, the ice was thin. They were having record thin ice, right? Which he told the kids was because of climate change. I looked that up. Is the ice still thin in Gulf of St. Lawrence? Let me read you the headline. Ice in Gulf of St. Lawrence, thickest it's been in years. So he forgot the part where the ice came back. And then he forgot the part where the seal population came back. And I was sitting there, and I'm just Googling. It took me literally 3 minutes to tear this apart. And I'm sitting there on my phone. What kind of wacko shows kids, little kids, there were second graders there, pictures of dead harp seals with their mama trying to desperately nose the poor baby back up to the ice, and it's sad, and tells them it's because of climate change. And that they got to fight to save the harp seal. Kids, the harp seals are fine. Every year, some of the baby harp seals fall into the ice, and it's very sad. But this has been going on since the dawn of time. And it's not because the ice is thin, and it's not because they're dying. They're coming back. They're thriving. They're doing great. So I am sorry that that man scared you. And I know kids are getting ready right now, and parents are listening to the radio. And shame on him for doing that to you. And shame on the Greenville County school system for not providing another opportunity for somebody who's a real scientist to come in and discuss this. Now, I don't know if the Greenville County school system meant to brainwash kids. Here's a problem. I went and looked last night. I thought, well, you know, maybe they didn't know what he'd say. His presentation, almost word for word, he's been giving it for years. It's online. I found it. He did it at a TED Talk. He does it all over the country. So, I mean, I'm guessing somebody at the Greenville County Schools listened to the conversation before they booked the kids to go see what turned out to be an anti-climate change rally. So if you're wondering, if your kid went on a field trip yesterday to the Peace Center, just know that the school system was busy brainwashing your children while you were at work. Who shows little kids dead seals? And then lies to them about how the poor baby died? God, you got to have a sick mind. Texter writes, it wasn't just Greenville, it was also Anderson County. Great. And so at 7 o'clock, give me your kids' minds. You're on the way. I know schools start at 7:20. That's the segment I'm going to do it in. I'm going to make them feel better. The harp seals aren't dying. Their populations are expanding. The ice isn't shrinking. It's the thickest it's been. And there's no climate change. Not for the harp seals. So the kids, you don't have to feel bad. They didn't do anything.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Went to, it was supposed to be a field trip for my child. It was actually a climate change indoctrination. Your child went to the Peace Center yesterday with Greenville County or Anderson County schools. Apparently Anderson County did this too. While you were at work, they were busy brainwashing your child with scary pictures of dead baby seals and how the climate change propagated by adults had caused it. With absolutely no counterpoint. Folks, this isn't science. I mean, we weren't in there 5 minutes before he used the word climate change. And as soon as I sat down, I knew it was coming. I had no idea what I was walking into. I just picked the first field trip because I owed my son one. I had missed a field trip of his last year, and he really wanted me to go, so I went. Yeah. So I was talking about this earlier. The jaw-dropping part, honestly, where I went from merely annoyed to completely outraged. I mean, what kind of adult shows kids pictures of an adorable dead baby seal? It's a harp seal. An adorable dead baby seal, and the mom desperately trying to nose the baby seal, you know, back up to the surface. Because the baby seal has slipped off the ice, right? And tells him it's because of climate change. Because the ice got thin. Who does that when it's not true? I mean, it takes a sick kind of mind. The guy was Brian Scarry. He's been a photographer for National Geographic for a long time. So, and he had beautiful pictures and really cool stories, and that was good. But you got the sense about 10 minutes in that he's not here. He's here to brainwash children about climate change. And sure enough, that was it. So what he told him was that the poor dead baby seal had been killed by the climate change. And that we all need to work on climate change. And the baby seal had died because the ice got too thin. This was in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. And I'm listening to this and I'm going, I bet that this is a bunch of bunk. Because, and sure, if they look it up, and when he was there, yes, the ice was very thin. They had had years of record thin ice. But see, the thing with climate change is if we're going to burn up and all die in like 12 years, then the ice would stay thin, right? Yeah. Well, they just had a record thick ice season. He didn't mention that. You know, I had to wonder, you know, if you could just Google, I mean, I just Googled. I did it right there in the theater. It took me 3 minutes. Headline, ice in Gulf of St. Lawrence, thickest it's been in years. The guy couldn't bother to Google. He does this presentation all over the country. Oh, you're going to love this. Now they've got it broken down into lessons. So if the school won't bring your kid for the climate change indoctrination, they bring the lessons to your school. And I don't even want to call them lessons, because when you don't include the part about the ice in the Gulf of St. Lawrence being the thickest it's been in years, it's not even lessons. It's not science. It's just lies. But what about the harp seals? Because he left the kids the impression that, man, if we did not battle climate change, these baby harp seals, man, they're going to fall off the ice. Ice is thin. They're going to die. They'll all be dead. What is the conservation status of the harp seal? Least concern. Population increasing. Right there on Google. You think he could have included that in his presentation? I mean, I just found it in 3 minutes. Didn't, though, did he? I mean, it'd be an easy thing to check. By the time I left, I was just fit to be tied. Like I said, it takes a sick mind to do that to little kids. Show them a dead baby seal and then tell them it's their fault. It's climate change. Got to stop the climate change. When 3 minutes on Google, you could have figured out, no, baby seals are fine. They're good. All right. We'll get back into that at 7. So get your kids tuned in. I'll give them the other side that the school system didn't want them to see. I don't know who does this. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I know you're complaining about it. I know it was wrong, but are you going to take the next step and call the superintendent of Greenville County Schools and let them know your displeasure? Yes, I think I will. In fact, I think I'm going to write a letter and I'm going to post it to my Facebook page. Texter writes, thin ice, thick ice, life in its cycle. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. So I did not appreciate this happening. And I don't blame my child's teacher. She's wonderful. And they just go along, you know, they just go along with the plan. Just, you know, it's field trip, you go. But this is what they do. If I hadn't been there, I don't think my son would have even mentioned it. It didn't make a huge impression on him, thank God. I hope it didn't with your kid. Texter writes, hashtag make harp seals great again. What's that? Trump is making Iran great again. Did you see this? The Iranian people sure seem pretty pleased with Trump and his takedown of Soleimani. You know what trended briefly yesterday? I saw this hashtag all over the place all of a sudden. Is hashtag Nancy Pelosi fake news. Do you know who started that hashtag trending, the Iranian activist. And they were mad because Nancy Pelosi lied about why they're in the streets. They're in the streets chanting death to the dictator. What inspired them to do that? I mean, they've been in the streets protesting for months. I've been covering that. They've been protesting the economic disaster that is their country under Trump's sanctions, and they're desperate for relief. And they're not protesting Trump. They're protesting the mullahs. They're pretty specific when they say death to the dictator. I mean, it's not too hard to know what it is that they want. They want the death of the dictator. Do you know that Soleimani's forces killed hundreds of those protesters in November alone? Do you know last November they shot 1,500 of them? So they're a little sore about at Soleimani. They, if you listen to Chris Matthews, you'd think that they love that guy. But no, they didn't, because he had a habit of killing them. So Nancy Pelosi went on television and said this.
We're seeing now demonstrations in the streets of Iran against the regime. Do you support those protesters, and would it be a good thing if they brought the regime down?
Well, the regime, the protesters are protesting, as I understand, this brand of protesters about the fact that that plane went down. And many students were on that plane, and these are largely students in the street. I think the Iranians should have not had commercial flights going off when there
was... They're calling at the regime for lying. They're saying death to Khamenei as well.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is.
Oh, no, no. They love Soleimani. They love Khamenei. This is Trump they hate. Well, the activists got outraged at Nancy Pelosi for saying that. And they started hashtag Nancy Pelosi fake news to rebel. And if you want to see what some of the Iranian dissidents are posting on this, they're not mad at Trump. They're mad at Nancy for lying about why they're in the streets. Why are they in the streets? I think death to the dictator pretty much covers it. You want some good news? I got some good news. And I love that the Washington Post had to break this. This must have hurt to write. See, because the left in America believes that Americans have no right to safety, no right to security, no right to homeland security. We are bad people. And we don't deserve to be safe. Now, if you live like in Jordan and other places, we've built security walls to keep out radical jihadists and other lunatic killers, criminals, and assorted dangerous and violent people. They believe those countries deserve to have walls. In fact, we've helped to pay for them. From Saudi Arabia's wall to Jordan's wall. But not you. No, not you. You don't get a wall. You're an American and that makes you bad. No wall for us. But a wall for everybody else. So every year they fund a wall for somebody, somewhere, usually in the Middle East. Did it ever stop did it ever dawn on these goons in D.C. that the people they're building walls to keep out in the Middle East might come here if we don't have one? I guess it didn't. I suppose it didn't. Well, good news. President Donald Trump has won the right from the courts to transfer, and he is, $7.2 billion from Pentagon accounts in 2020 to build the border wall. He's getting it done, folks. He's getting it done. Honestly, I didn't tell you this. Honest to God, I didn't think the wall would ever get built. I mean, even the Republicans blocked it and blocked it. Remember Paul Ryan playing games for 2 years? He got froggy. Blocked it and blocked it and blocked it and blocked it. And blocked it and blocked it. Again and again and again and again. And so I never thought it would get built, and he's finding a way to do it. Isn't that amazing? I mean, when you think, I can remember George W. Bush signing the Fence Act in the Rose Garden last year of his presidency. You'll recall that would have been 2007, 2008. Never got built. Why? Because Washington didn't really want it built. Trump really wants it built, and it's going to be. $7.2 billion in Pentagon funding diverted for a border wall. Here's the rest of the good news. It's enough money to complete 885 miles of new border wall by spring 2022, far more than the 509 the administration had slated for the U.S. border with Mexico. So exceeding promises. The pending transfer, if not blocked by Congress or the courts, would bump up his border wall spending to $18.4 billion. Now, some judge somewhere is going to give themselves authority illegally since they don't have it and rule against this. And he'll be back in court again, I bet. But so far, the Supreme Court precedent is with him, so he should be able to do it. It just may take a little more time. Anyway, so far, Trump's deputies have built a little over 100 miles of wall and are in the process of planning and building another 350 miles. He had promised 450 miles by Election Day. He'll miss that by a little. The 450 miles should be completed by the end of 2020. May not be done by Election Day, though. That's good enough for me. So a president who believes you deserve to be safe. You deserve border security. Folks, and this in the face of just last week, Breitbart getting a hold of a warning given to Border Patrol that a female Muslim suicide bomber was on her way here. And that warning came from Guatemala. She had passed through there and intended to come here and detonate herself. I mean, the idea that we can just coexist with the world, folks. We just coexist. And that'll be great. By the way, we're going to need to take your guns before those people get here. It's the ones we want you to coexist with. Yeah, we're going to need to take your guns because it's not good if you're armed. I think about what country tears down its walls, leaves its borders undefended, and disarms its citizens when that country not only borders one of the most dangerous countries on earth in terms of violence, some parts of it with the same security warning as Syria from the State Department. Just tears down its walls and said, yeah, we can totally coexist. They totally would never come here and do anything bad because they just wouldn't. It's crazy. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Text writes, hey, Tara, funny how last week the media kept talking about the Iranians protesting against America. Now they're protesting their government and they won't even report it. Now it's back to impeachment and how Mitt Romney might flake on Trump. It doesn't fit the narrative, so it doesn't get reported.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.